Is this on? Yeah, good. I can see them moving. Ashley J. Bradley, a.k.a. Jay, investigative journalist for the Daily Audio. Slow down, girl. You can do this. Recently, it has come to my editor's attention that a strange outbreak, something he calls the fits, has been showing itself at the scene of several incidents. From disastrous car accidents or just disgruntled Karens pissy that their three shots of espresso didn't fill a cup. Witnesses say that these victims of all these incidents would break out into fits of uncontrolled laughter, then would become prone to bouts of violence. The children of a recently divorced father say that their daddy got off a call with their mom and began laughing like crazy. They said it was funny until he turned around, found his ex-wife coming out of a bank, and ran her over. She is in critical condition while the father is detained, and the children are with an aunt and uncle. Another incident came about when a repo man went to repossess a Ferrari that had not been paid for in 6 months. The owner of the Ferrari suddenly began laughing and attacked the repo man. The repo man managed to fend him off by shoving him into the truck, just hard enough to knock him out. There have been more incidents like this popping up at random, and it is causing a mild panic, to the point where no one even dares to chuckle. Many believe this is another one of the Joker's schemes and that Batman will handle it. But something strange happened. Joker actually posted on KitKat, stating that, and I quote,
"This poor attempt at flattery is nothing but a cheap replica of my genius work. Besides, I've been in Bermuda with Harley. I haven't made a single batch of chuckle gas in over a month."
Just in case it was a lie, folks at the hotel he's staying in confirm that he and Harley have been model customers for the last month. Funny how the clown prince of crime and his girlfriend are better customers than most law-abiding citizens. With that said, it begs the question, is this a grand scheme lurking beneath what could be considered seemingly separate incidents? Could there be a new drug on the streets? Those two simple questions that should have simple answers bring even more questions that have no answers. I can't even begin to connect the dots until I find out the relationship between these aggressors, and if there even is any. And if there is a grander scheme afoot, what can we of Gotham possibly do against it? We can't always rely on the Batman or the other heroes. This has to be something that we, the people, solve ourselves. And I'm going to be the first one to do it. Hey, it's me. I have a big favor I need from you. Yes, crepes are on me for the next month. I'm sending you a list of names. I need any and all information you can drag up on them. Yes, I am aware that there are 50 names, and the fact that they share names with the recent GigglePhit attackers is purely coincidence, I promise. You won't get into trouble if it's just recent history. I don't need a deep dive or anything. Just the last few months. Because whatever set these people off, I have a hunch that it all came about within the last few months. Exactly. The very first incident with these fits was at the beginning of the year. We need to get a drop on this before it becomes another pandemic. We just got through one 2 years ago. We can't mentally handle another one so soon. Especially if this one makes it dangerous to even laugh. I mean, come on, you saw how people reacted if you so much as sneezed. Imagine you find something stupid on YouTube funny, and somebody attacks you for laughing. Thanks, buddy. Let me know when you're having lunch. Crepes are on me. Excuse me, I'm sorry to bother you. Is this your mother? Hello, my name is Jessie. I was there when she lost her mind at that coffee shop. Please, wait. I wanted to let you know that while I found her reaction to the shots over the top, what happened to her next wasn't natural at all. No, it wasn't. And I believe what you said when you were questioned. She threw hot coffee in their face and then bashed their face into the counter. It seemed unnatural in how she escalated like that in but a minute. Please, for my sanity and everyone else's, tell me what happened. Who am I? Someone from the Daily Audio that wants to bring peace of mind and make it safe for us to laugh at stupid shit like we used to. No, Faux Fox News likes stories. I want the truth. I investigate the truth. I find the truth. And the truth is that while your mother needs to learn the ratio of shots for coffee, her violent outburst wasn't her doing. Tell me everything that you know.
It's lunchtime. Perfect timing. I have a friend of mine I need to meet up with for lunch. Hey there. You going to lunch? Great. I got a spot at that breakfast place that has crepes. Thank you. Thanks for agreeing to meet with me, Brayden.
Didn't have a choice. I was bribed with food. I am a simple man with a simple love.
Which makes my life easier. And before you get too excited, this is nothing but drinks mixed with energy boosters. No alcohol while you're on the clock.
Come on, Jay. I'm not a rookie beat cop with a need to take the edge off. I'm a detective now. Even Commissioner Gordon knows my name.
Isn't that because 5 years ago you led him into a drunken tango at the GCPD ball that's still going viral?
I knew it was circulating!
Well, look on the bright side. You're monetized and still making money from it. And you encourage your fellow cops at your precinct with your very presence.
And suddenly I don't want to eat.
Does that mean I can eat your crepe? Oh, you simple, adorable man. Anyway, we only get an hour. Do you have anything for me?
Not that you deserve it. And not that this likely won't get my ass reamed. But here. I was able to get you the most recent incidents. Anything further back has the boys in IT scrambling to find more. I have an order put in for any and everything to be sent to your place.
This is a good start. Thank you. I'll put it to good use.
That twinkle in your eye tells me your instincts are screaming about a bigger plot at hand. Off the record, you aren't the only one.
Really?
Yeah. Anytime we see laughing fits, we normally find dead bodies and the Joker at the end of them. But with him being out of town the last month, and more of these cases seeming to pop up, even the commissioner is wondering if there's a massive shoe about to stomp on Gotham. Again.
It's more than just that. Every case so far has just been people having a bad day suddenly lashing out with smiles on their face, soon followed by them not having a single memory of the incident. It's like a new drug has hit the streets. I mean, the very premise behind the Joker is, have you ever had a really bad day? This exact thing is happening to these people. But if the Joker's not behind it, and the staff at that hotel is to be believed, who could be behind this? And what drug could possibly be doing this that no one's caught whiff of?
Drugs usually have a point of origin. Each of the incidents are more scattered than debris after Superman saves a city.
That's the other thing that's bothered me too. A 40-year-old woman, a college co-ed, a father, some guy who works on an oil rig. None of these people remotely have any connection to each other. On the surface, anyway.
Agreed. There's always a link if you search hard enough. And I do mean you. I have 20 other cases to worry about.
That's okay. I'll only drag you in when I have definitive connections for you to follow. So you won't be hearing from me for a few months.
Ha! Please. With your mole rat sleeping habits, you'll find something in a week.
Someone is trying to get a second crepe.
Like you didn't already order me one.
That's where you're wrong. Thank you again. I ordered you two.
Remind me again why I haven't put a ring on your finger.
Because your boyfriend is still pretending that he doesn't have a crush on me and that polyamory is frowned upon.
Oh, right.
Anyway, let's finish up. We both have busy work schedules.
That we do. Hey, Jay?
Yeah, Bri?
Be careful.
When am I not?
One week later.
Almost there, and a whole week of research, asking questions, visiting the homes of the victims, witnesses, and aggressors, getting spat in the face by some and threatened by others. There is nothing but a shit ton of paperwork for me to sort through. Damn it! I can't believe one of them was even related to Killer Croc. This paperwork seems like it'll be as useful as all the testimonies I got from my walkabout, which weren't very useful at all. All of them said the same thing. And my family or whatever friend has been having a hard time, or so-and-so started a new job that isn't paying much. Oh, this person just went through an ugly divorce and not even Maury will take it. Ugh, rinse and repeat. The end result being them locked up in a jail with no recollection of what happened. Seriously, I know sitcoms with better plots. Jeez, all of these people. A bad case of the giggles, and suddenly they're all locked up. Looking through the files Brayden gave me, even if the filter was for the last 7 months, this is enough to rival the Lord of the Rings series. Uncut! I don't even know where to start. Oh well, as a wise man once said, start from the top. First incident. The very first incident involves a 50-year-old man who is a former board member of Axis Chemicals. Former because after the mob ties and Joker using the plant as a hideout, the city came down upon the 50-year-old and forced him and his fellow board members out of business. The shutdown was years ago,
As of this year, however, the former board member was rehired by what is now known as Axis Conglomerate. What took years to reestablish was now serving as a forefront and giving jobs to those who had fallen flat after the 2020 pandemic. As a conglomerate, Axis had its name on many businesses, but hired anyone willing to put in the work. Hence how a 50-year-old man was able to get a job as a beta tester in one of their blaster paint facilities. He had been subjected to many weeks of overtime to the point where his health was in danger. When he told his manager he would be taking the next week off, the manager threatened him with termination. According to witnesses, the former board member began laughing. Many assumed it was at how ridiculous the manager was, and that he was ridiculing him in front of everyone. That is when the former board member smashed his face against a freshly blast-painted piece of equipment. The manager suffered a burn that made him into a second Two-Face. Wow. Nice to know someone near retirement age can still work. But now it's all over for him. Even if it is proven that he was drugged by something, this could affect him. I hope he has a nice retirement pension. Moving on. The second incident involved a college graduate. She began working at a clothing retail store as a clothing model. She didn't end up on magazines, but she got to show off the new clothes for each season. She would even give feedback as to how comfortable or not the clothing and accessories were. The trouble started when another college graduate was hired and started harassing her for being able to model the clothing. The harassment went on for weeks until one day it was taken too far. The harasser broke a heel on the shoes she was to model, resulting in the college grad spraining her ankle. The harasser laughed and posted her humiliation online. And of course, like many petty pranks, this prank went viral. According to this, it only went viral for about 20 minutes before a dog... aww. Before a husky jumping in snow replaced it. How cute. The college grad suddenly began laughing like crazy, took the broken heel, and stabbed the harasser in the eye. Damn, this is why I never got involved with anything beauty pageant related. These women are more petty than teenagers. I hope whoever owned that heel has it insured. What's this? Axis line. Clever. Not. Why are fashion labels so basic? Hold on. The first guy, he worked at Axis Conglomerate. Coincidence? 2 weeks later. Shit. 2 weeks. And it's only 3 a.m. Come on, Jay. You got time for two more. Hey there. Not now. I'm on the cusp of something big. Of course I'm awake. That's how I'm talking to you. Now, you and your boyfriend give each other kisses for me. Talk to you later. Bye. Time to read these like they're cliff notes, Jay. Incident 15. A man working on his fifth car in one day at a local repair shop suddenly broke out laughing and took a tire iron to his lazy co-worker's head. Sources say that the co-worker struck was the son of the CEO of this car repair. Cars prepared, CEO Buck E. Teeth. Oh god, he just set himself up. And made a habit of abusing his family ties to get paid just for being there. He often degraded his co-workers, took credit for their work, and was said to have slept with one of the co-worker's moms. Ew! The CEO's son was bludgeoned while the co-worker, who he regularly bullied because he wasn't intimidated by his position, just laughed at him. According to the witnesses, the tire iron slipped from his grasp, so he grabbed the nearest bottle of lubrication and shoved it down his throat. Ugh. Once the deed was done, he passed out and woke up hours later not knowing what happened. The CEO's son is being treated for chemical poisoning.
Let's see. The lubrication. What was the lubrication called? Come on! There's always somebody in here that makes unnecessary notes, but they would need to know what that lube is to... Aha! Here it is. The lubrication was a special concoction brewed at Axis Fuels. Shit!
Another week.
Look! Not now! Of course I'm still awake. I've made a break in the case. I need you to do me a huge favor. Look into Axis Conglomerate. These files I've been getting, they all go back to Axis. Why Axis? I can't be sure. But I'm sure a detective can get more info than me. Of course I'm going to be careful. When am I not? Come on, come on. Where's the link? I can't run dry after nearly 30 incidents. I know it's here! Aha! Axis! Axis, Axis. Every incident has Axis written all over it. Now the question becomes, why? Random people all across the city. Every single one of them is wrapped up with Axis in one way or another. Each incident has, in one way or another, dropped the Axis name as though they want to be noticed. While at the same time, they're working incognito. At least I'm assuming they're operating under the radar, since as not even the cops or other news stations have caught on. But why? Seriously, why? Why is Axis involved in all of these incidents? And why are they trying to take Joker's shtick? But why? Why are they doing this? What's the end goal? What is the origin story of this villain arc? Is it even a villain arc? Maybe traces of the Joker's laughing gas? No, that wouldn't make sense at all. Someone at Axis has to be plotting, creating a grand scheme to cripple Gotham. But why?
Pizza delivery!
Pizza? I didn't order any. Well, shit, it's 6 p.m. Friday? Wasn't it Wednesday? Damn. I'm starving, but I didn't order a pizza. Wait. Brayden, that asshole. He must have known I started fasting for the sake of this case and sent me food. Wonder if he sent me wings.
Hello?
Coming! Thank you so much. Here's a... Huh?
Ah! What the... What is this? A bubble, but...
Huh? Is this gas? Where is it coming from?
Be sure to tip, little journalist.